The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to Glenn Miller's music. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The secret's out and we played the theme, Moonlight Serenaders, but just in case you don't know, I'll tell you it's Glenn Miller and the Moonlight Serenaders. NBC presenting music by Glenn Miller and his great organization from the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania here in New York City. A half hour crammed with music as only one of America's ace arrangers, Glenn Miller, can give it to you. So listen or dance as you will. And to get underway, we've got a little thing whipped up by Glenn himself. He wrote it and dedicated it to that place where he spent many happy summers, and it's titled Glen Island Special. They call that just a little bit all right. We've got more of that coming right up for you, but right now we're going to slow the tempo down just a bit, bring Ray Eberly to the microphone, and as Glenn Miller plays, Eberly sings Last Night. ¶¶
night I touched your fingertips, and when I touched your lips, I fell in love last night. Last night I felt your heartbeat fast, swiftly the moments passed, why couldn't it last last night? Tonight here I am all alone, my lovely dream has flown. Why must I be alone? Last night, why did we say goodbye? My heart keeps asking why couldn't it last last night?
Glenn Miller and his Moonlight Serenaders are playing for you. About 5 months ago, if anybody said wham, rebop, boom, bam, what would you thought they meant? Somebody falling downstairs? Well, they didn't at all, because it's a pretty nice little swing thing here. Marion Hutton tells you all about it while Glenn plays.
Thank you. That acapella stuff by the boys is in another world. We ought to have more of it. And needless to say that trombone solo was by none other than Glenn himself. Now the Moonlight Serenaders for their old number being brought up to date. It's Victor Herbert's Indian Summer. As the next number is a solid center and deep in the groove, we'll give the boys just a second to get their breath while we tell you that NBC is presenting Glenn Miller and his Moonlight Serenaders, the program coming to you from the very popular and, I might add, very crowded Café Rouge of the Pennsylvania Hotel here in New York City. Well, everybody's had a deep breath. They got their belts tightened. They're ready to go, and we hope you are, too. Glenn does a bit on the trombone in this one, and it's the King Porter Stomp. stars the King Porter Stunt, as played by one of America's ace arrangers, Glenn Miller, and his orchestra. And my book says that's pretty much the top. Coming now to a brand new number. Incidentally, it was just recorded by Glenn Miller and the boys. Ray Eberly sings it, and the title, It's a Blue World. NBC is presenting Glenn Miller's music. And on the novelty swing side, we've still got that hat with cherries. Marion Hutton tells you the story while Glenn plays.
Daddy said, in a hat, I'd be cute as baby snooks. chocolate shoulder. Don't want a shiny apple to cover up my head. I said I want a hat with cherries, big red squashy berries, like the time with the chocolate cake. Well, I get set your tummy ache, 'cause I'm gonna eat those cherries.
Miller and the Moonlight Serenaders. You know, for almost a half hour, the fellows play music that they think you'll like and hope you'll like. But we always give them one number in the half hour when they can all take passages, go to town, get in the groove, do anything they want to. And for that, we've chosen a real old one. Glenn Miller leads the boys in My Blue Heaven. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It identifies the program, Moonlight Serenade, and it could be played like this by only Glenn Miller and his Moonlight Serenaders. For the past half hour, NBC has been presenting this music for you. Music by one of America's ace arrangers, none other than Glenn Miller and his fine group of fellows. The program originating in the popular Café Rouge of the Pennsylvania Hotel here in New York City. And during the program, as vocalist, he featured Marion Hutton and Ray Eberly. And, of course, during the program, you also heard some of that swell trombone work by Glenn Miller himself. And now, if must you, it's good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.